On this first Sunday of Lent, there is a noticeable change in our churches and in ourselves. Things seem to be a little more purple, which reminds us that this is a penitential season. It reminds us of the mercy of God and how desperately we need God's mercy. This past Ash Wednesday was different than other Ash Wednesdays. You know, normally we get those ashes from burnt palms marked on our foreheads, anointing our foreheads in the form of a cross. Why? So one day out of the year, we can go out and be witnesses to the saving cross of Christ Jesus. Witnesses to the values of the gospel. Witnesses that say, I believe. And it is through the cross that I have been saved. But what happens in a pandemic year when there's no cross on your forehead? It seems to me that it challenges you and I to be the outward sign of the gospel values, to be the witnesses to the truth and mercy of God, to be individuals who are visibly showing society that we believe in the cross of Christ and its saving power in our lives. This is a Lent like no other, because for the past year, we've kind of been going through a type of Lent, haven't we? We've been going through a time where we have socially distanced ourselves, where we've had to learn to enjoy our own company, where we've had to let go of the hugs and kisses that we would normally enjoy. And holidays and gatherings have been like no other. It kind of feels like we've been doing Lent a long time. But maybe that's exactly what we need. Jesus says to us in the gospel today, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Okay. Well, if that's the case, what are we going to do about it? We're going to live the pillars of the Lenten season. The fasting, the praying, the almsgiving. For almsgiving, we want to sacrifice just a little bit. You know that Starbucks that you get on a regular basis? That Mocha Grande that you like so much? Take that $4.15, unless you pay more for it up here, $4.15 and put it aside. And all of Lent, spend it to your favorite charity or give it to your parish or whatever the case may be. But let it be something that inconveniences you. Something that you normally treat yourself to that you can say, you know what, I can do without this. And somebody else can benefit because of it. Let your fasting be not just from food. How about fasting from negativity? How about fasting from complaining? How about fasting from anger? How about fasting from prejudice or discrimination or whatever the case may be. All those negative things that this pandemic has brought out in us to show that some days we're not so Christ-like. Maybe it's time to fast from all of that. And prayer. Can we ever stop praying to God? St. Paul tells us, pray constantly. How do you do that? Some people pray the rosary. Some people pray all the beautiful different prayers throughout the Lenten season, Stations of the Cross, and maybe morning and evening prayer. Maybe they go to Mass at different times. I don't know. But I want to give you a very simple prayer that we have had for a long time. It's an ancient prayer that started in the East. And people would pray it all day long. And they would use a cord with knots tied in it to pray this prayer. Sound familiar? Like rosary beads, right? They would use this cord with knots in it to pray this prayer. It's called the Jesus Prayer, or the Prayer of the Heart. And it's really simple. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Whenever you feel like you don't want to fast from your anger or stress or judgment, Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Whenever you don't feel like giving up that whatever to set that money aside, Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Whenever you don't know what to pray, Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I want to share with you that I've already had to put this into practice on a daily basis. And it started Ash Wednesday morning. I walked out of my apartment to go and provide ashes for the veterans at the veterans nursing home. And as I walked out the door to go to my car, there was no car. And I thought, because I'm 60, am I on the wrong floor? Did I put it someplace else? Did it drive forward on its own? I went back in my apartment, went back out again. Nope, no car. And I'm like, Lord, do you want me to give up driving for Lent? Lord, do you want me to be free of all my possessions? Because this is really the only thing I possess. And all I did was go, Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Then I went and called the police and went and called an insurance company. And, you know, you just go about your life. What else am I supposed to do? We've got to have that kind of faith. We can't let the evil one win. And look, Jesus goes to the desert to pray and fast for 40 days and 40 nights to prepare himself for his public ministry. And even he was tempted by the evil one. So if you think you're not going to be tempted by the evil one, you're wrong. You're wrong. Every time it comes to Friday and you're supposed to not eat meat, every burger place in town is going to sound good. every place you're going to be able to smell that beef cooking. And you're going to want to get yourself off the hook and go, I'll go to Chick-fil-A. Chicken is beef. Is meat. Sorry, you're stuck with either the cheese pizza, the macaroni and cheese, or a bean burrito. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Do you know every time I raise the host, and I don't know how I got into this habit, but every time I raise the host or the chalice at Mass, I say, my Lord and my God, have mercy on me, a sinner in your presence. Always. Let's make this Lent something that we triumphantly come out of in celebration of the Paschal mystery, the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That no matter whether there's still a pandemic or not during that Easter moment, we are changed, we are different, and we have done everything we can to show the world what it means to be a person of faith who trusts in God. And if you need a reminder, look to the heavens and say, Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.